San Francisco Mayor London Breed has announced initiatives aimed at curbing open drug use, brazen home break-ins, and other criminal behavior that she says have made a mockery of the city's famed tolerance and compassion.
What I'm proposing today and what I will be proposing in the future will make a lot of people uncomfortable, and I don't care. At the end of the day, the safety of the people of San Francisco is the most important thing to me.
Mayor Breed spoke at a press conference attended by the police chief and other public safety personnel that she would introduce legislation to allow law enforcement real-time access to surveillance video in certain situations and to make it harder for people to sell stolen goods.
And it's time that the reign of criminals who are destroying our city, it is time for it to come to an end. And it comes to an end when we take the steps to be more aggressive with law enforcement, more aggressive with the changes in our policies.
She also announced emergency intervention to improve safety in the Tenderloin, one of the poorest and most drug-infested neighborhoods in San Francisco, where parents have pleaded for protection from drug dealers and violent street behavior. The neighborhood contains several government buildings, including City Hall.
Our priorities are focused on issues of drug dealing, violent crime, public drug use, safe passage and accessibility for the people who live and work there, neighborhood cleanliness, housing resources, emergency medical calls, and we will be tackling illegal vending. In the short term, that means taking immediate and necessary action like fixing the lights, adding additional lighting in very dark areas, dealing with broken trash cans and trash all over the neighborhood. But it also means coordinating with the police and the sheriff's office on felony warrant sweeps, which have led to the arrest of 23 individuals so far with outstanding warrants. These are some of the people who have been holding this neighborhood hostage, and our criminal justice system has a responsibility to hold them accountable. When the police make an arrest, the residents of the Tenderloin should not see that same person back on the streets the next day dealing drugs right in front of their neighborhood.
The announcement follows a meeting that the mayor had last week with Tenderloin families, as well as a report by the Associated Press describing the frustrations of some residents who say the city's in decline. They say despite San Francisco's wealth, city officials are not doing enough to keep streets cleared of human feces and trash, provide housing to people experiencing homelessness, and deterring drug dealers. They're also upset that San Francisco's public schools spent much of last year teaching remotely, while neighboring districts and private schools within the city provided in-class instruction. Criminal justice advocates in favor of less incarceration say the media has been drumming up fear in the city, where overall crime rates have declined in recent years. Increased enforcement, they say, only ends up harming the most vulnerable, including African-American and homeless residents, without improving public safety. John Hamasaki, a San Francisco police commissioner and defense lawyer who is highly critical of extra policing and surveillance, said that taxpayer money is better spent on services, treatment, and housing. He said the city should open a supervised drug consumption site and act to treat addiction rather than using methods that will shove dealing into other neighborhoods. Randy Shaw, executive director of the Tenderloin Housing Clinic, which provides legal services and housing to low-income people, said more police patrols would deter dealers and make the neighborhood safer for residents. At the same time, he's heard the mayor's promises before and seen little concrete action. Similar debates are taking a place across the country in many cities, where the murder of George Floyd led to a surge of progressive activism that included calls to rethink the way cities deal with crime.